Bottom of the 10th inning in Hamburg. It'll be the bottom part of the Delano lineup. Nate Norman, Adam Schlepper, and then to the top in Brady Miller. Facing left-hander Peyton Van Beck, and the pitch is bunted, fouled, says the home plate umpire Nate Norman. Nathan Terrace is trying to argue his case.
They got him out of the box. He's out.
Right here he touched it.
No, no. He was in the box.
3-3 our score, bottom of the 10th. The 0-1 pitch coming from Van Beck. That slides across the inside part of the plate. Boy, that's a tough pitch. Oh, oh,
it's good. I like watching this guy pitch.
That ball moves for him. Curveball a little bit high. That'll go off of Nathan Terrace's glove to the backstop. Count at a ball and two strikes.
Shane Campson listening. He liked your 2017 Lake Henry shout out, Randy.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got a memory or 1,000 from that weekend.
1-2. Pitch inside and the count 2-2.
Norman's working on an offer.
Two balls, two strikes. Pitch, ground ball, high hopper to third. Eric Schoenberg has it across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout. One down here in the 10th for Delano.
7-8-9 for the A's are 1 for 10 on the day.
Number 1, Adam Schlepper.
Just look at how many more plate appearances. I mean, Delano's had 4 plate appearances now. Spring Hill, Eric Terrace, and them, they were batting for a 6th time.
Yeah.
Ball.
14 left on. I mean, 11 hits, Spring Hill, you'd think should be enough.
Right. But then again, you look at Delano had that one big inning. That was the 4th inning. Peyton Van Beck delivers. Ground ball to second base. Tough little hop by Eric Terrace. He'll field it, though. Throw to Welly at first. 4-3 in the putout. And 2 down.
Peyton comes right at you. He has not allowed a base runner thus far in his relief work.
And it's Brady Miller, the leadoff man. Brady 0-for-4 today. Out of that leadoff spot, first time facing Peyton Van Beck, and he'll follow this to the backstop, 0-1. The ball, it's 1 strike. Van Beck's pitch misses inside, and the count at 1-1.
He likes that hook to lefties, bust him in on that.
1-1. There's a nice breaking ball from Van Beck. Catches the outside corner on Miller and 1-2. Miller steps out just briefly, takes a big sigh, and it's like he didn't know how he's going to hit that. Another breaking ball, fouled at the plate. Count at 1-2 yet. We'll have more amateur baseball, state tournament baseball coming up later today at 4:30 when Richmond takes on Dumont over in Waconia. We'll follow that up with Luxembourg's game. That'll be at 7 o'clock or so this evening after Richmond's ball game, and Luxembourg gets St. Benedict. Pitch a ball outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count. With 2 outs, nobody on. Benjamin on deck. And Beck comes home. Strike 3 called, and Miller knew it. Rung up on strikes. That'll end Delano's 10th inning. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 10 on our books, 3-3 our score. We're going to come back, Kirby Hemish, with some play-by-play action after this 1 minute timeout.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Sunshine in Hamburg. 11th we go. Look at that fresh scoreboard, Randy Rothstein.
Look at that.
Nothing doing out there as we go to the meat of the Charger order. It starts with Jamie Terrace, who looks at a first pitch ball. Terrace, Reverman, and Nelson do up for Spring Hill. Trying to break the ice. 3-3 as we're here in the 11th. Nelson's 1-0 offering to Terrace. That's in there for a strike. Jamie on the day. Flew out to short, bounced out to third, bounced out to first, walked, and singled. He was held at third there in the ninth inning. As this pitch popped up, fouling out of play, JT in a hole at 1-2. 1-for-4 on the afternoon for Jamie Terrace. Second look at Nelson. He did single against him in that Charger tying ninth. 1-2 pitch. That's laced and fair into the left field corner. Jamie taking the turn at first. He's going to chug in. The throw in from left. The throw is not in time, and it's a leadoff double for Jamie Terrace, and the Chargers come charging into the 11th inning.
Jamie Terrace making the most of his late inning at-bats here and late game at-bats. Yes, single, double, ninth, and 11th.
That's where, I mean, he's 0-for-3 going into the 7th inning.
Yeah.
Now he's 2-for-2 since then with a walk, and he's been on three times where it's like, yeah, whatever, 0-for-3. I got the rest of the game yet.
Yeah. Jamie came up. I don't know if he slid wrong or whatever, but Chargers working on a few bumps and bruises today.
All for the glory. Anthony Reverman to the plate. He's your cleanup hitter, Randy. You bunted him to third, though?
Gosh, Kirby, I think you do.
Terrace being held very closely at second. Reverman does not show hands as a step off the back of the rubber by Jake Nelson, seeing if he would tip a bit.
Although he's your cleanup hitter. I mean, he's going to get his share of hits, too, once in a while. He's 1-for-5 today.
Anthony looks at a ball with no indication of a bunt right there. Gordo flashing the signs.
But with that wind blowing the way it is today, it's a smaller field now. And we saw that already in this game, how they've held runners up because of that small field.
You almost need two hits unless they get an extra base hit. 1-0 pitch. Reverman hammers this one. That's into the left field corner. There's the extra base hit you're looking for. Terrace trots home. Reverman will not get a double as he came up lame out of the batter's box, Randy. He just jogged his way to first base, but he doesn't care because Spring Hill's up 4-3.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know, Anthony, if the legs are that tired or what, but
he did throw 8 1/3.
Yeah, yeah. If he is just, I mean, he got an RBI. Anthony Reverman, hats off to you, buddy. Oh,
RBI base hit, breaking the tie, 4-3, Spring Hill. Still nobody out. Nelson, first pitch, looks at a strike from Jake Nelson. Regan Nelson, the batter. Jake Nelson, the pitcher for Delano. We see some activity again in the pen for the Athletics, heating it up as Nelson hits one on the ground towards short. The shortstop goes to second for one. Out at second base. Bang, bang right there. Boy. Interesting move from Jack Paulson, Randy.
Reverman went hard into the bag there as he was bolting down that baseline.
If he runs like that on that ball into the corner, he's on second easily.
Exactly.
I don't know if he didn't realize or maybe stumbled.
If he thought it was foul or what, but yeah.
Hunter Hart in the pen for Delano. One on, one out. Spring Hill up by one. 4-3, they lead. Eric Schoenberg into the batter's box. He singled his last time up as he hits one into right field. That ball's going to drop as coming up and getting the ball in quickly is the right fielder, Jeff Althoff.
And the bullpen is frantically trying to get loose there.
Out of the dugout comes Steve Island. Chargers, they've had, I mean, that's their 14th hit of the day, Randy, but
holy cow.
From the ninth, they had 1, 2, 3 in the ninth, nothing in the 10th, and 2, they got 6 hits here off this guy, And out of the pen quickly, we're going to get a pitching change. And in will be the draftee, Joey Hyde, into the game for Delano.
Hyde coming in from the Litchfield Blues.
So Joey Hyde, the new pitcher. Why don't we take a timeout here as we'll make our way to the remainder of this, the top of the 11th inning. Spring Hill up by one, two on, one out. Back with the 11th. More to come in 30 on Chasm.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota and, of course, offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.
Not ready for Spring Hill.
We welcome you back. Blood pressure's not taking it easy today by any means. First and second, one out. The new pitcher, Joey Hart from Litchfield. Another right-hander. Five right-handers for Delano here. The batter is Owen Meyer. Doubled earlier. His first at bat. He's got a run scored, got a stolen base. First offering to Owen, missing high for a ball at second base. It's Regan Nelson. First base, Eric Schoenberg. Spring Hill's got one in here in the 11th. They lead 4-3. As Hyde ready, the Litchfield Blue, his 1-0 pitch, waved at, missed by Meyer. Evens it up at 1-1. If you're curious, looking ahead, who wouldn't? Scott Benjamin, Toby Hansen, Jack Paulson, 2-3-4 be the order for Peyton Van Beck to look at in the 11th. As this pitch by Meyer is skied to short left. Over in left is Scott Benjamin. He'll make the easy catch to retire Meyer for out number two.
Owen just got under that just a tad.
Bring Jordan Welly to the plate.
Not bad for Spring Hill. Number six, Jordan Welly.
Welly was at the plate in the ninth inning with the bases loaded.
It's a big spot again for Jordan. Didn't have an at-bat in Regents. Over the years, not a ton of them either. First offering, waved at and missed right there by Welly. Butt runs, you know, they ran Christian earlier.
Yep.
They ran, or Cheetah was in there. Brent Terrace played left for an inning. And, you know, don't have that super deep bench as this pitch is lifted. Over for a look as the catcher, Hansen. Toby will not have a play as you hear it bang off the overhang here in the Hamburg grandstand.
Yep.
Two strikes the count now on Jordan Welly. Joey Hyde trying to keep it right here. Give Delano a fighting chance. Come their half of the 11th.
Coming up at the conclusion of our game, whenever it gets done today, we'll name your coveted cap, Chasm, player of the game.
Options are endless there.
Oh, they are.
Hyde set, two-strike pitch, set missing high. Goes with the eye-high heater. See if he comes back with a hook after changing the eye level. Two big ones on base for Spring Hill. They'd love to extend that lead as this pitch is swung on and missed. Welly's out on strikes for the second time. That does it for the Chargers in the 11th, but they pushed one across, scoring one run on three more hits. No Delano errors, and two more left on base to give them 16 left on. Last wraps for the A's. Spring Hill trying to advance into the second round to take on New Ulm next Saturday night. You'll hear it in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Last wraps for Delano here at Hamburg. Spring Hill clinging to a one-run lead. Scott Benjamin into the batter's box. He's got that double and a run scored earlier. I got him as two for four on the day. So two of his team's six hits. Van Beck's first offering to Benjamin. Right down Broadway for strike one. Peyton came on in relief with one away in the eighth inning. Finished the eighth. Did well in the ninth and tenth. One strike pitch missing for a ball. Now 1-1. This El Rosa Saint has been good for these guys. As Peyton Van Beck gets a sign from Nate Terrace. 1-1 offering to Benjamin. That's popped up, foul and out of play. Moving our count to 1-2. Winner of this one gets New Ulm at 7 next Saturday in Waconia. 1-2 the count. Trying to get that all-important leadoff man out. As Van Beck's 1-2 pitch, that's popped up foul down the right field line.
That'll get close to A.J. And A.J., okay, he's tackling some kid there trying to get the ball.
Jeez, A.J. Need a quarter that bad? Terrace is going to come up from behind home plate and have a word, try to get on the same page here. This is where it's always interesting, Randy, when you have drafty, a guy you haven't maybe caught all the time. You don't know if he's going to be thinking where you're thinking or what. So
yeah.
So powwow comes to an end. Normally those just go, I'm thinking curveball, I'm thinking fastball, and then somebody wins the wrestling match type deal, you know? So
yeah.
Terrace back behind the plate, shaking his head. I don't know what's going on. Is 1-2 the count to Scott Benjamin, the left fielder for Delano. As Van Beck ready, his 1-2 off-speed pitch lifted into right field. Over comes Nelson. Regan has it measured, and that all-important first out is retired for out number one.
You said it, the all-important first out and a big hitter. Benjamin's number two. He's a power hitter. We saw him put it off the top of the fence earlier.
Now you get this guy into the batter's box, and he can't win it. He can only tie it.
Exactly.
Toby Hansen, big lefty. Got a easy bounce out. First pitch, looking at a ball right there. Hansen bounced out the only time he's seen Van Beck. To be followed by Jack Paulson. Delano down to their final two outs. As Van Beck's 1-0 pitch. Oh, no, hammered to right. Way back at the fence. Oh, right in front of the fence by Regan Nelson. Wind blowing in from right. Just enough ballpark in Hamburg for a big loud out number two.
That sounded so darn good off the bat, Kirby.
Hansen got his hands on his head. He can't believe that he's not trotting around the bases and touching home here. He's still raising his hands saying, how did that ball stay in here?
You had every fan in this park going, oh, my God, Kirby, and what a great catch by Nelson and Wright.
Just hung up there. That wind's coming in pretty good. Straight in from Wright right now is down to their final out on the corner for a strike to Jack Paulson. Man alive, off the bat, I thought that thing was headed towards some cars.
Nobody's standing in the Charger dugout right now.
They're ready to explode out of there. One strike, the count to Jack Paulson. Van Beck ready. One strike pitch, foul to the screen, and Delano down to their final strike. 4-3, Spring Hill. Looking to join St. Martin as a Region 15 seed team playing in weekend number two. Spring Hill faithful on their feet. 0-2 the count. Van Beck trying to put it on ice. The lefty's ready. He comes home. His 0-2. Tapped on the ground towards short. Jamie's up with it. Throw across the diamond. In time. And they came back and did it. Spring Hill with a 4-3, 11-inning victory. They'll take on New Ulm next Saturday night at 7 o'clock in Waconia. If it's Randy, if it's both of us, if it's me, whatever it's going to be, someone's going to be there.
We looked at the brackets. It's going to work out.
It'll work out.
It'll all work out.
Somebody will be there. What a fantastic ball game, Randy.
Ah, what a great ball game. What a great effort by the Spring Hill Chargers today against the number two team out of Region 12B. Spring Hill going to weekend number two of the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Congratulations, Charger Nation.
You got it. They're charging on to the second round. We're going to put a bow on it with the Chasm Cap postgame show coming up right around the corner on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Valgrave, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that mom and grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or ticket-to-go options are always available and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked the Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546.
Albany Laundromat has recently been sold and is under new ownership. Watch for exciting new changes as the laundromat undergoes major renovations. Albany Laundry will have durable commercial-grade machines for those heavy-duty, hard-to-clean items. Please bear with us as the new improved Albany Laundry will be amazing. This radio message brought to you by your Ream Pro partner, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Resources Inc. in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources Inc. in the business of promoting your business.
your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Chasm Cap postgame show, the coveted Chasm Cap postgame show back here at Hamburg. And Randy, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun, from great catches to timely hitting to, I mean, some good pitching at the end for the Spring Hill Chargers. It was what every 11-inning ball game should be, right?
You don't normally get crappy 11-inning ball games,
that was
a fun one.
Your line score for today, for Spring Hill. They scored 4 runs on 14 hits. They committed 3 errors, left 16 on base. Delano, 3 runs on 6 hits, committed 2 errors, and left 5 men on base. The winner in relief, Peyton Van Beck. The loss will go to Jake Nelson for Delano. And Kirby, time to name our coveted Cap Chasm player of the game. Today, we're going to give it to, is it number 1?
He's number 1 in the program, number 1 in the Chasm Cap poll, Randy Rothstein. Anthony Reverman, have a day, young man. I mean, he goes 8 1/3. No earned runs. Gives up 3 runs, but gives up no earned runs. Ends up with the game-winning RBI.
Yep.
2 hits
six.
On the day.
2 for 6.
That's that's cap-worthy, you would say.
Absolutely. Anthony Reverman, enjoy that coveted Cap Chasm Player of the Game award.
Game brought to you by our sports boosters here on KASM, your Spring Hill sports boosters. You'll hear them all next week, too. BNS Excavating, Albany and Richmond A&W, IPM Wade Park, Sportsman's Den Lake Henry, Rambo, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joe, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Erkins Water, Alrosa Lumber Incorporated, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Stony Creek Dairy, Pep's Pork, Central Minnesota Realty, Greenwald Pub, Woody's Bar and Grill in Greenwald, Lake Henry Implement, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Gilk Plumbing and Heating and Air Conditioning, Dairyland Supply Stock Center, West Central Sanitation, and Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. That was fun. We should do that 2 more times.
Let's do it 2 more times at 4:30 this afternoon over in Waconia, Richmond, and Dumont. Until then, thank you, Adam Ray, back at our sports studios in Albany. For Kirby Hamish, this is Randy Rothstein. Spring Hill wins 4-3-11. It's all yours, Adam.